The cryptographer's theory bore all the hallmarks of lunacy, and few of us pretended to accept it, but it was at least a theory. Every so often, another event would transpire, interrupting the stillness with a burst of shouts and rumbles, and we would stop whatever we were doing and wonder what was going on. Many of us began to look forward to these eruptions of sound. We dreamed about them at night. The city's notary public, for instance, missed the noise of the Newton's cradle he kept in his office, the hanging metal balls clicking. Tack! 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 Against each other as they swayed back and forth. A cab driver wished he was able to still punch his horn at the couriers who skimmed so close to his bumper on their bicycles. The woman who ran the Christian gift shop in the shopping mall designed a greeting card with a trio of kittens playing cymbals, bagpipes, and a tuba on the front. The interior caption read,